Today we are talking books. Reading can really open up the world for many people, whether it's for fun or for education or just pleasure, broadening the mind. And if you have a visual impairment, there are all sorts of ways to enjoy the same kind of books as your sighted peers. They could be large print, they could be braille, they could be audio and electronic formats. To tell us a little bit more about two projects we have with us, Jenny Short. Jenny, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Okay, let's start things off with a look at Bookshare. Tell me more about that.
So R&IB Bookshare was previously known as Load to Learn. It underwent a rebranding in March this year, and it's a free service to educational establishments and support services working with kids who have a print disability. So that covers children and learners of all ages who can't access a standard print book. That might be due to sight loss, or it could be due to a cognitive disability such as dyslexia or autism. And the service hosts lots of educational material, so that's textbooks and accessible images in an electronic format for those educators and learners to access at the same time as their peers. So they get the same educational experience and opportunities.
Okay, so not really just for the individual, although they will benefit from this in the end. You're looking for more educators, trainers, teachers, that kind of thing would benefit more from this.
Yeah, it's the actual organisation that has to sign up for their free account. And then through that, they can add all the members of staff that need to have access for their students. But they also then create a login through their account for the student themselves as well. So it is about encouraging that independent study too.
And this is, as you say, Jenny, an electronic format.
Yes, so we work with around 190 publishers to get their content onto the site. At the moment, we've got over 14,000 titles and over 3,000 accessible images on the site in electronic format. The books either come as a PDF, which are then downloadable as a PDF to use with access technology, or some support services may extract the content from that to create other formats. Where possible, we try and also obtain the EPUB from the publisher, because if we have that hosted on the site, the book can also be downloaded as a braille-ready file or MP3 audio or a DAISY structured text file or a DAISY audio. And also from that DAISY text file, a structured Word document for formatting into required font size, line spacing, background color can easily be obtained as well.
Great. So huge options there to help people with reading difficulties, as you say, to keep up with their classmates and so on. You mentioned the images there. How are they accessible?
So on the site, we host the images as PDF. And they may be available as clear print images, so simplified diagrams, which we've had feedback from dyslexic learners that they find them really beneficial to interpret the information from, rather than a cluttered image in a textbook. And they have the large print labeling on them as well. So, for example, if you had a diagram of a heart in a textbook, it's sometimes almost layered in a 3D way, and that can be quite difficult to interpret the information from. So what we would have is those layers separated out into separate diagrams for the learner to use and gain their information from. And we also have them with the tactile artwork. So it would be a black and white diagram with the black dot artwork in it for the braille. And then the school or organisation, if they have access to a heat fuse machine, can produce that on the swell paper, or they can send the artwork to a transcription centre to have those raised diagrams produced for them.
Fantastic. So a great way of getting the pictures across as well. So that's Bookshare. Another one which we're quite excited about is it's all around iPads, and this is for young people.
Yes, so we launched in October iPads for Education Service, which we're working with O2 on to offer subsidised iPads to learners with sight loss. So they're able to get an iPad at a lower cost and also then gain access to RNIB Bookshare through that device. So they've got a portable immediate access to the books and texts they need for their curriculum. And of course, they can also use it for leisure purposes and fun, just as their peers would as well.
Fantastic. So they get a kind of reduced price, you know, access to that particular piece of technology, which is extremely accessible. Is there help, for example, with training? So if they're getting the iPad for the very first time?
So we have our colleague, Stacey Rowe, who is an expert in using iPads in an educational setting. So she's available to help get people set up. And we're also working with O2 to have use of their in-store gurus. And we're looking at how the Online Today team can help support those who get an iPad through the scheme as well.
All right. So the Online Today, that's the free service where people, volunteers will come out to your home and help you with all sorts of different aspects of assistive technology.
Yes.
Fantastic. Okay, some great steps forward there in making literature more accessible for people with visual impairments and reading disabilities as well there, Jenny. If people would like to find out more about either Bookshare or the iPad scheme, how would they go about doing that?
So they can visit the RNIB Bookshare website, which is loadtolearn.org. That's load2learn.org, or email us at bookshare@rnib.org.uk, or they can call the team on 0300 303 8313. For the iPads information, if you go to loadtolearn.org and visit our help centre pages, you'll find the information about the iPads for Education service there.
Fantastic. Jenny Short, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.